Jesus tells the disciples and the crowd, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And from this passage about taking up your cross, we get the well-meaning advice that you may have been offered, or you may have even offered somebody else from time to time. Well, that's just your cross to bear, which seems to mean Jesus didn't complain and he had it so much worse. Or maybe this is just temporary, but God offers eternal life, so figure out how to deal with it now and know that it won't be forever. Probably it means both of those things at the same time, even. And then there's the other way that this phrase gets used, right? Not as something that somebody tells you, but as something you might tell yourself, like a mantra to encourage or sustain yourself. Well, yes, this unfortunate thing happened in my life, but this is just my cross to bear. All of these might be completely fine sentiments, but they don't have much to do with what Jesus is talking about. Because what Jesus is talking about here was the fact that the ministry he came for, the good news that he proclaimed, he was talking about the fact that it was going to be unpopular, that it would make people angry, that it would get him killed. And not just killed in a end-your-life kind of way, but killed in a torturous, make-an-example-out-of-you, humiliating kind of way. That's the reality that Jesus talks about here, that if anybody wants to follow him, they need to know that the cross is where this road ends up. About 5 years ago at seminary, I got on a scale at a party. I don't remember what we were doing with the scale out at the party, but I got on, and I remember being shocked at what I saw, because I expected to weigh about 180 pounds, and I didn't know when the last time I'd been on the scale was. But instead, I weighed 155 pounds. And of course, my mom had been saying for months that I look thin, but, you know, I was always fairly thin, I thought, and she was just overly prone to worrying, which she probably is. But 25 pounds is a lot, not to know that you've dropped and not to know why. So I went to the doctor, and after some blood work, I found out that I had a hyperactive thyroid, caused by a condition called Graves' disease, and after trying to treat it with medications for a while, the end result was that my thyroid was just out of control, and it needed to be killed. So they gave me a cocktail of radioactive iodine to drink on Valentine's Day, and told me not to be within 3 feet of anybody for the next few days. And it did the trick. My thyroid was obliterated by the radiation, is no more. And so now, every day, I take a synthetic thyroid hormone to replace what my body would have been making naturally. And the reason that I bring any of this up is to say, this is not my cross to bear. Was it unfortunate? Absolutely. Do I wish that it hadn't happened? You bet I do. And I know that many of you have suffered through much worse than my little one-pill-a-day affliction. Illness, pain, loss. It's there in some form or another in all of our lives. And there are ways that we can handle these things faithfully and well, or not, right? But when Jesus talks about picking up the cross and following him, he's not talking about the fact that in the course of normal life we have to bear hardships that arise from unforeseen circumstances. That's just sort of a given. If you live long enough, you encounter difficulties, right? That's just the way it happens. What Jesus talks about is the fact that if we want to be followers of Jesus, that means opening ourselves up to hardship that is not simply random and unfortunate, but hardship that happens because of the fact that we're following Jesus. because of the fact that Jesus is often unpopular, even among folks who might tell you that they want to follow Jesus too. Peter is the prime example here, right? Peter, who is sort of the de facto leader of the disciples, Peter, who has just been praised for correctly naming Jesus as the Messiah, that same Peter, when it comes to actually following the path that Jesus lays out, the path that leads to suffering, rejection, and death, Peter gets all bent out of shape, and he rebukes Jesus. But Jesus is insistent. Jesus is clear. Jesus is focused. If you want to be my follower, he says, this is what it means. Take up your cross and follow. Which is to say that following Jesus means that all other priorities become secondary. And that's all of them. Even the self-preservation one becomes secondary. Take up your cross is not an invitation to throw our lives away with reckless behavior, but it is an invitation to give our lives away for the sake of following Jesus. And I know we have a hard time thinking like this, thinking in terms of giving away our lives, but it's a question of what matters most to us, because if what I value more than anything else in the whole cosmos is this life and this body, well, then the path for me is clear. It's the path that keeps me out of the way of any potential harm. It's the path on which I go to all possible lengths to preserve my life, to extend it, whatever the cost may be. But if what we value more than anything is the eternal life of Jesus, well, then at that point, our priorities necessarily change, right? This life and this body becomes secondary to following Jesus, even if that means following him to the cross. My seminary ethics professor put it something like this: we're all going to die. And as hard as it is to think about, that's not just you. Your children, your grandchildren, they're going to die too. That part is inevitable. So the real question becomes, if we're all going to die, what do we want to die for? If we are going to follow Jesus, well, what he died for seems to be proclaiming and ushering in the kingdom of God. And for him, that looked like feeding the hungry, working healing and restoration for those cut off from community, forgiving sins, casting out demons, and raising the dead. That seems to be what Jesus died for. Would that be something, I wonder, worth us living and dying for? The good news that we proclaim with Jesus is that death is not the end for those whom God claims. Jesus' story does not end at the cross, and neither does ours. The Son of Man must undergo great suffering, be rejected, be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. And that last bit, the rising again, that makes us bold. Bold enough to proclaim that Jesus has defeated death. Bold enough to make following Jesus even more important than survival. Bold enough to faithfully serve God and others, even when it puts me and you at a disadvantage or perhaps even in danger, because we are confident that death is not what holds ultimate power. Sisters and brothers, we are not called to be reckless with God's gift of life, to throw it away, But neither are we called to protect our lives at any cost. What we are called to is to give our lives away for the sake of the gospel. We're called to follow Jesus. Amen.